Thanks for tuning in to the Illuminations Podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, sound therapist, and yoga teacher here at Illuminations. And I welcome you all back to another episode. We have a great speaker with us here today. But before we jump onto the episode, I would like to thank each and every single one of you who's listening, who keep tuning in for each and every single episode to listen, to grow, and to live light. So on that note, I want to introduce our speaker for the day. Her name is Aisha Ramadan. She is a mindset therapist, relationship coach, and she will be talking a lot about psychotherapy games and her life purpose and how she changed her life to the work that she is doing today. So the topic of today is finding your passion and improving relationships. So thank you for joining me here today, Aisha. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much for having me here today. It's really a pleasure for me to be present in this platform.
Thank you so much. So just before we got on, we were just having a chat earlier, and you told me that you were a fashion designer prior to this world of coaching. So can you walk us through that? Tell us a little bit about that life.
Well, very briefly, I studied fashion design and marketing at the American University in Dubai, and I did really, really well for so long, but there was always something empty. And the funny part is, after I reached great, great heights in the fashion world, and I mean Hollywood celebrities and international fashion capitals, it was here where I felt the most empty.
Wow.
And it's very interesting because one day I was praying at night in whatever way I was praying, and I was crying, asking the source, what are we doing here? At that point, I had never heard of something called energy healing or anything. I mean, I knew there were psychiatrists, but I didn't really have something going on there. A bit by bit, I got the message that the fashion world was supposed to take me there. So I won a competition with a very, very big brand, and the money that I won was supposed to go to a charity organization of my choice. And once I did that, I knew exactly where I was supposed to do. When you combine this with things that you've been doing since you were young, you know, if you've seen yourself as someone who really likes to listen to people, solve problems, things like that, it doesn't always necessarily mean that you're going to be a therapist. Mm. But when you put this plus that, you know, when you put the dots over the letters, something starts to make sense. And the hardest part was to let go of the ego because, you know, fashion, spotlight, that fake importance, it's not easy to let go of it. But the more I was there, the more I knew I was becoming empty. Wow. Not that the fashion world is not something that serves us. It's incredible. It just wasn't my purpose.
That's so interesting that you say that because, like you said, you were doing really great.
Yes.
and sounds like you were really good at it, mm-hmm. but you still felt empty. Mm-hmm. So that just shows it doesn't matter how much money you're making, mm-hmm. how much fame you're getting, how good you are. As long as that feeling of emptiness is still there, it doesn't allow you to move forward. So what were those signs of emptiness? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Some sort of feeling down, depression, no matter how much I sold or no matter what celebrity I dressed. It felt really good at the moment, but it didn't feel like my soul was, you know, being nurtured. Hmm. I can't explain it more than having felt it so deeply. I knew something was empty and I couldn't express it to anyone because it was so intimate between me and myself. I felt it. I just couldn't tell. Now I know, you know, when my clients come and tell me they feel empty, la la la, it's usually because they don't know what their mission in life is or their purpose in life. And the moment we find it, they're their eyes brighten up. Their life changes. They start waking up for that. They go for it. And this is exactly what happened with me. I never get sick of what I'm doing now. I never get bored of it. Not a single part of me says enough. So now you know the difference. While the fashion world for me was pressuring, it was too much pressure for me. And I was such a hard worker. I graduated from university at 19. Wow. 19. I studied a lot. I worked from the day, actually from before graduating. I worked at a very important TV station in the Arab world for 18 years while doing my fashion. So effort was never an issue. But still, I felt empty.
Wow. So what was that breaking point? So you mentioned that it was this competition that you did where they had to donate to charity. How did you know this was like...
It just felt right. It felt like there is no way to go back. So I created a sub-line from my fashion brand, which is all for charity. But still, I felt, you know, it's going towards the right direction, but it wasn't going to be fashion anymore.
Wow. Yeah. That must have been such a turning point, because I'm sure you enjoyed it and you loved it. And making that decision to change must have been some form of loss for you, which you probably had to deal with, and that change, that discomfort that comes with change. How did you navigate through that? And how did you know what was the next step?
To tell you the truth, that was much easier than the hell I was feeling inside me during being in the fashion world. So the change, it wasn't a clear decision as much as it was an organic, natural one. It just took there. And very interesting, when you open up to what you truly want and who you really are, everything else falls into place. Everything else falls into place. And I guess you know that more than anyone. The clearer you are from the inside, the clearer your reality is, because it's responding back to you directly. And I had to be very clear on what my intention is. I realized that I had mixed intentions.
Can you go a little bit deeper into that? What do you mean?
So at some point when I realized I had to start going more into the coaching, healing world, but I wasn't sure. Did I want to be a therapist? I didn't know. I had no intention for that, or I had no clear plan. And I wasn't sure, am I leaving the fashion or not? Here there was a clash, and I wanted to leave the TV station. So I had three things on my plate, yeah? It was as if you're standing in front of a vendor machine and you have one dirham and you want to buy everything. Pepsi, the chips, the chocolate. And that doesn't work.
Yeah,
I needed to choose one thing. But at the same time, I didn't want to tell life how to give it to me. I needed to surrender. So my intention became something around I leave the TV station with a lot of love, and I live from sources known and unknown that bring me and the people around me a lot of joy and benefit. And I left the rest. I left it. I let it go. So I received exactly what I wanted, but in ways I never imagined.
Wow.
And because I was in the creative field, this is where the psychology games and the whole playing came around. And it took some time, of course, to build experience, because sitting with people, listening to them is something, and actually healing and doing the process is something else, especially when heavy cases start coming, things that I personally never experienced, such as people who try to commit suicide or, you know, more than that. So it took a lot of experience and studying and learning and so much and so much that I had to go through.
I'm really curious to know more about the psychology games that you just mentioned. And how does that work, and how do you use it with your clients?
So the latest game that I created is the inner child. Those are games built on our personality archetypes. We play, so we throw the dice, we play, there are cards, there are things like that. Not a single one of them is a coincidence. What happens is that it helps us dig deep and see what is triggering the client, what's not, what it means, the connotation that is linked to the words that we receive, the pictures we receive. Everything was created from scratch. From there, and the whole, you know, the whole thing was built up based on what are the problems we are facing in life, what are the obstacles. And then from here, I created Finding Your Passion, the relationships game, couples compatibility, facing your fears, and the inner child, which is really the biggest and the heaviest of all. It is the most intense and really most incredible.
And why is that the most intense, especially when it comes to inner child?
Oh my God.
Because there is, like, I'm sure a lot of people have heard about, okay, inner child work and this and that. Yeah. Do you want to shed some light on
it? I would love that. Every major, major trauma or problem, repetitive problem that you have is probably, I would say, not every, but like, let's say 90, 95% of it goes back to your inner child, mom, dad. What went on in your childhood? Yeah. So the problem is most of us think that we have healed that part, that we're okay with it, but we're not. If the problem persists, then we're not. Yeah. And there's something we are not really dealing with on a deeper level. Mm. So the interesting part is when people come to the inner child, whether they have taken many sessions before that or whether it's the first time, there's a whole new depth that I see during and after the session. I see it. You know, I've experienced it with men, women, repetitive client, new clients. Yeah. So there's something, I think the intention on its own to heal your inner child, that's a huge, huge part. It takes a lot of guts and it takes a lot of courage from the client to say, I'm ready. Mm. I'm ready to go there.
Well, so what does healing an inner child look like? What does that whole process look like? What does it look like after you've healed an inner child?
Interesting. It's very unique to each person, but there are many different steps that we take. Some of them, you do them. Mm. Some of them, other healers do them. Some of them I created. It's really about the way you navigate around it. So we start by identifying the core. But in one of my in one of my healing journeys, my personal healing journeys, I have come to a conclusion that enough focusing only on the core and give it no more than 25% of the session and focus on the solution.
I love that.
That was a very clear message. That. Yeah. In the past, I focused a lot on the core and we did great.
Yeah.
But in the inner child, the focus no more than 25% of our time and talk about that. And now how can we move forward? Mm. So we need to see how that person, so where's the core? What's happening there?
Yeah.
If there's healing that needs to be done, we do that, mom, dad, whatever. And then we start seeing how does that person see life? How do they think? What are their beliefs? Because you talk to someone who's religious very differently from a spiritual, very differently from an agnostic, from whoever.
Yeah? 100%.
And we need to respect those different mindsets. It's different. There's no right or wrong. It's whatever works for them. So we take that and we navigate around it. You want logic? We will talk logic. You want spirituality? We'll do that. Because everything is present. It's for me, it's been proven. I've seen it through myself, through my clients.
Yeah,
you see it instantly. The most important thing is the client's intention. Because if I bring them the best methods and the best therapies in the world and they don't want to take the action, I can't do much.
I love that you touched based on that. And the fact that you mentioned finding the core is important, but it isn't. It shouldn't be the massive or the big part of it. Because the way I see it is when you find the core, yes, you get the awareness, but it can easily put you in, oh, it was because of X, Y,
the blame
and Z,
mode.
The victim mode, the blame mode. And whatever healing modalities you do, whether it's past life regressions, whether it's hypnotherapy or Reiki or whatnot, it's always like, I am this way because X, Y, and Z happened and these were the cards that were dealt.
Yeah, and we keep forgetting that you have the choice to rewrite your story every single moment.
Exactly.
You really have the choice. Otherwise, you are giving your key of power out to events that have happened in the past. And that's nonsense. What kind of life is that? What happened happened. We all have, all of us have faced different traumas and whatever. And it's a matter of perspective. Yeah. What's big for you might be very small for me and the other way around.
Absolutely.
Do you want to get over it or do you want to get stuck there? It's your choice.
Absolutely. So I love that. So it's giving your clients the choice.
Yes, always.
To move forward. And that comes with their intention of what they want to do about it.
Yeah, I got goosebumps.
So tell me, when people are, let's say, stuck in this blame game or victimhood, or when they don't do this inner child work, how does this affect relationships around them?
Well, they're going to find someone to blame. naturally, right? They're going to find someone who will so that they recreate the same problems, the same lessons in order for them to blame that person or not to do the work.
Can you give us an example?
So for instance, I have a lot of clients who come from conservative backgrounds whose parents are quite strict, namely the fathers are quite strict. She wants to run away from the house in any way, so she gets married. Mm. Naturally, what do you think the husband is going to do to her? He is much more strict than her father.
Wow.
Of course. What do you think is going to happen? Where are your vibrations when you met that man? The universe is your mirror. If you were running out of fear, you think that husband is going to give you joy? No, you need to wake up. You need to make conscious decisions and wake up. There's a lesson you didn't get from your father. And that lesson is usually meant to make you more loving to yourself, stronger. Whether it's feeling safer from the source, not from people, not from possessions or achievements. This is all a waste of your time. Mm. Yeah?
So it's being aware of how you are with different people around you or what's being triggered by different people when you're around them and finding out how this pattern is being replayed with different people.
Absolutely. How many times do you hear people saying, I am always dumped the same way? How many times do you hear something around that? Everyone uses me. All the people. How many times do you hear that? And all you want to tell that person is, please look at the mirror. There's a lesson you're not getting. It's like you're being in school and you're not doing well at your exam or you're skipping it. Either way, you're going to fail and you're going to repeat it because school of life is a little different than the school we actually go to. You're going to have to keep repeating until you either leave this world or pass.
Wow. That's such a powerful statement. So what you're also saying is the relationship you have with your parents or what you've learned being in that household or from your parents, you end up attracting partners based on that.
Yeah, of course. But the reflection is not always very clear. So when we say the universe is your mirror and those relationships reflect something you need to heal inside, it's not always straightforward. Sometimes it is, within the layers. Sometimes it's very indirect, but it's there. Mm. And this is what we do in our healing sessions. We go deep down the ladder of where is this taking you to see how is this serving you? Mm. What was it doing to you? And in the end, you will notice that most people, I just got off a session and the girl has great fear. She's a woman, actually. She has great fear of drawing healthy boundaries. Mm. And she feels that everyone uses her. Looking back at her childhood, her mother passed away when she was very young. Her father left. Mm. So there was this sense of rejection. She was not welcomed in her own subconscious mind. Mm. Of course, her father had his own thing.
Yeah.
But in her own subconscious as a child, she was not good enough. She needed to take responsibility since she was very, very young. And to be valued, she needed to continuously achieve, do things for people. Mm. Please them. But then, of course, they will use you. Wow. You're opening that door, right? It's like having a box of chocolate on the street and you're upset because people are passing by and eating from it.
Wow.
But so, someone to guard it or lock it or something.
So that inner child that was created because of the death of the mother now becomes...
And the father. Leaving.
And
this is
father.
The specific one, yeah.
Wow. That becomes a part of her identity. So the belief that was created...
Because she wasn't good enough, that she's not safe, and that she gets her safety from the approval of others.
So what she now does is through different relationships,
yes,
she does not
through
set
her boss, through her husband, through her aunts, through her. It's like, you know very well, you're a hypnotherapist. We've got those soul contracts standing in line in the queue. If you don't get your lesson from your father, I'm going to give it to you. If you don't get it from your aunt, I'm going to give it to you. If you don't get it from your boss, I'm going to give it to you. Until you say, stop, I get it. I'm going to learn my lesson. Enough repeating the same pattern. And it's incredible how much power there is when you face it and say enough.
Wow. So it's one thing to become aware of it, realizing it. But it's another thing to break that pattern. Because yeah. Especially if you're so used to, let's say, 50, 60, 40, 30 years of your life. Yeah. Changing that pattern, which was so known to you, and now it's so unknown to have something new, even though it's positive. How do you help clients walk that path.
Ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? I mean, it cannot get any worse than the toxic life you're living in. And sometimes they resist being happy.
Yeah.
Because they're scared. So you start giving them bits and pieces of that. You know, try it. You don't need to take a leap. I'm someone who left her job, left everything, and I trusted. But not everyone is like me. Mm. Some people needed to come bit by bit. We are different, and we need to honor that in us, in ourselves. And it's okay. But what's the worst that can ever happen to you if you say enough, if you quit a toxic job or a relationship, or if you just face your inner need to be a victim? What's the worst if you take responsibility of your life? You'll notice that it's actually amazing and it's so beautiful. It's a blessing. But if you don't want to, I mean, keep going, enjoying your current status.
And this is where the intention of the client Absolutely. Or the person who wants to heal comes in.
Absolutely.
The willpower and the motivation to change.
It's the intention that takes the most effort. The rest of it just opens up organically. Especially now, I feel that the manifestation is happening so instant, so fast, so quick. Just have the clear intention and do your best to have your actions in alignment with that intention. Mm. This is why a lot of the affirmations don't work.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you sit and you repeat like a parrot.
Yeah.
But in your practical life, you're doing the opposite.
100%. It's like if you want to be a millionaire and every day you sit down and say, I want to be a millionaire, I want to be a millionaire.
Keep wanting.
But if you believe you're not good enough or you just sit there doing
nothing, that money is evil, even worse, huh?
It's contradicting, right?
Absolutely. It's contradicting the whole thing and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You need to go back to your subconscious beliefs and see what is it that you believe about money in that instance, yeah? And quite often you will notice that their parents taught them that rich people are evil. Mm. Or money will lead you to unethical behavior or whatever. But this is just something we give value to. It's a blessing. And there are many things, many ways that we can talk about it, mostly really in logic. It's the psychology part that works. Mm. Let's talk, you and I, as grown-ups. Let's see, where is this coming from? Mm. So again, when we talk about relationships, I receive a lot of women who come and ask, why am I not receiving an ideal partner? And when we sit and they let their guards down and when we start talking and we start seeing the connotation they have towards marriage, and you keep asking them and without any prayer calculation, it comes out that for them, men are cheaters or they will be, they will not be loyal or they're liars or whatever. So if this is what you believe, don't be shocked that you're not receiving an ideal man.
That's wild because logically you want one thing, but subconsciously you're it's saying probably another. Something different.
Exactly. You've been planting. Now, we don't really blame you because you've either seen something on your mom or dad or from TV or the collective consciousness. It could be something very simple that was planted very deep in your subconscious mind. Plus, the possibility of things having happened in your past life. Because we can't completely neglect that, right? And then you see, where is this taking you now? Now, the question is it still serving you? Mm. Do you want to keep it? Or do you want to drop it? Dropping it means you need to upgrade your software. We're not going to ever get rid of the old.
Yeah.
And that's not our intention.
Yeah.
We just want to upgrade.
Yeah.
We want to know, okay, this is what I used to believe, but this is what I believe in now. How do I do that? By surrounding myself with real life examples that are working. Yeah. There are no relationships that don't have problems. There are no relationships that don't have problems. So we need to get out of the idealistic thinking and understand that those problems and challenges, let's call them, allow a space for us to go deeper.
And there's each nothing trigger, more beautiful. Each trigger is another insight, another door that leads you deeper and deeper into your own belief system.
Exactly. And we need to also look at ourselves. Mm. Our partner is not the only pig out there. We have created the space for that. We are not always easy. We're not here sitting and blaming ourselves. We're just looking at things from an observer's point of view.
Yeah.
We attracted that partner. Yeah.
And chose that partner.
We chose that partner. So it's time that we see what's inside us that needs healing. And how are we really allowing our partner to feel safe enough to open up to us to trust so that we can trust also.
I love that now that we're talking about these relationships and what I'm hearing, there's a lot of elements of the feminine energy that's coming through when it comes to healing. So I want to touch base on that because we spoke a little bit about a new program that you're coming. But tell me a little bit about the feminine energy and how you work with that with your clients and so on.
All right. So I believe that recent years have been dominated by the masculine energy. Mm. Now, there's nothing wrong with that when it comes to men. There's something wrong with that with when the women are raising up their masculine side. And you know, we both have the masculine and the feminine.
Absolutely.
Both are very important. But we have been created in a female body, which means my natural element should be the feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah. At work, by all means, go be bossy, do whatever you want, raise your masculine a little bit, as much as possible, try to be balanced. But when you come back home, don't try to lead. Mm. Allow yourself to surrender. That does not mean not having an identity. Mm. There's a big difference, and it's a very thin line anyways. Mm. Yeah. It is trusting your intuition, understanding that, and I don't know if you allow me to say that, no matter how much money your partner makes, he cannot value one time of an intimate relationship with you. Your space, that divine, let's say sexual space, is very, very unique. No money can come close to that, to valuing it. This is why we have this problem. If he gives me, I need to give him that. Mm. It doesn't work like that. If you want to give, it's because we want to amplify this energy together, to go deeper, dive into each other's universes, because that's where we can find our truth, within the darkness. Within the darkness. Light is there. It's clear and it's beautiful. But how can I see the beauty of my partner and of myself except when we dive? Mm. And one of the most beautiful ways to dive is through our intimate relationship. So you need to treat that as divine as it truly, really is.
Wow. So does that mean working on that part of you that is resisting to receive?
Yeah.
So as a masculine, it's a natural way for you to provide, to give, to give.
Yeah.
But the feminine energy is to receive.
Yes. And then she starts thinking, oh, but he's giving me, how can I give back? So she starts doing things instead of just being. Yeah, you're gonna give naturally by holding space for him, by giving that love, by accepting him the way he is, by being the space of safety. So when he is spending his entire day being the man standing in front of competition, he can melt in your arms and be his truth.
And that's where the nurturance come in.
Yeah, provided you don't judge him.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is the most important thing. Why do you think couples are failing nowadays? It's communication.
Yeah.
And why is the communication failing? Because back in the back of their minds, or in reality, they judge each other. Mm. But when you drop that and you allow each other, even in the deepest mistakes, you sit together, you go through that darkness together, if you still want the same result, if you still want to go through this life together, then there's work you both need to do.
So can you talk about a little bit about the feminine qualities one can cultivate? Let's say if they are very much driven by their masculine energy, what are some feminine qualities people can cultivate?
The first one is flowing. Flowing, being like water, being flexible, but there's always a balance. Be flexible, but don't be a doormat. There's always a balance. Be flexible. You don't need to do things in a certain way. Mm. If circumstances changed, what's the problem? Allow surprises to happen in your life. You don't need him to give you in a certain way. Communicate. Tell him how you'd like things to happen. Break that, the wall around you, which we have probably built around us to protect ourselves. From who? From our life partner. What kind of relationship is that? We're sitting protecting ourselves from each other. We shouldn't be in a relationship where we don't feel safe.
Absolutely. So flowing is one.
Flowing is the most important. Open up to receiving. Mm. But that requires, again, work. Ask for help. and receive. If someone tells you good morning, yeah, think about it. Yes, it's a good morning. Don't just take it for granted. Ask for help. If you're holding a couple of bags, sometimes, you know, I do this on purpose. I go on an airplane and I have those cabin little bags. Yeah. And it's probably very light for me to carry. But there is no way I will carry it if I see a man. I will always see, and then you will see four or five men jumping to help you out because he loves to feel that he's providing. He loves that feeling. He wants to feel like he's your hero, even if you're a stranger. Mm. And this way, in the same time, you practice receiving. Mm. You'll find it with children who have balanced masculine energy. You will find it everywhere. Ask, and if they ask if you need something, practice and say yes. Mm. There's nothing wrong with that. It's amazing. When you open that door, you have no idea how many other doors of receiving will be there for you.
I love that. That's amazing. That's so beautifully well done and said. So tell me, how are you spreading this information and this knowledge to the world, and how are you helping people?
Well, I'm primarily present on my social media, but I speak in Arabic because my client base and fan base is mostly Arabs. I do my best to translate with the subtitles, but at the moment it's all in Arabic. We talk. I do a lot of free programs. I'm currently doing, I did one in Ramadan, and I don't do free and useless. I don't do this. I either put my heart into it or there's no point. Yeah, it's a waste of my time in that case. Right now I'm doing another program because I feel like people grasp the information, but sometimes they struggle to go on with it. So my programs are usually a month long so that we create the habitual thinking of moving forward. We speak a lot. I do a lot of sessions, private sessions, as well as group sessions. Mm. And yeah, active.
Wow. And I love that. So tell me, before we end this session, what are a few tips that you have for our viewers when it comes to finding their passion, improving their relationship, whether it's with their partners, with their friends, family, with themselves? What are some three top tips or five top tips that you have?
I'll try to cultivate it all in the moment. So for finding your passion, I would say, ask yourself if what you're doing right now is fulfilling you and if it's taking you up or down, and be very honest with the question. Mm. Because some people feel fulfilled, but they work for 12, 13 hours and they have no life out of their job. There's something wrong here. Yeah? Life is balanced. It's supposed to be a balance. So ask yourself, is this taking you up or down? Yeah. And then ask yourself if you are scared to start all over again or not. And look at success stories of people who started very late in life in comparison to what people in general think. So Vera Wang, who is an amazing fashion designer, designed her first sketch. She's an international, incredible designer. She designed her first sketch at 40.
Wow.
40. She drew her first sketch. Wow. Was it Kentucky Fried Chicken at 60? Right. Things like that. And there are stories like that. There are incredible stories like that. It's never too late to follow your passion. But please don't kill yourself in a place that does not suit you. If you feel that your children are not clear on their path, what to study, please don't push them and let them find their passion. Mm. Let them find it either through sessions like the ones I do, or let them intern in different sectors so that they start seeing where do they belong the most. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that will save you a lot. Even if they let go of the first year, it's fine.
Yeah.
Better to study what they are meant to study, what fulfills their purpose in life, than waste another 4 to 7 years doing something that they will eventually quit. And, you know, I see this all the time. And that's a waste of money and time.
100%.
And energy. Now, when it comes to relationships, I would say give your partner whatever you want them to give you and be very honest with that. You want them to make you feel safe. Ask yourself, how are you making them feel safe? Mm. You want them to go deep. How are you going deep in them? You want them to give you. How are you giving yourself in them? always ask yourself when there's any problem, remember that there are two reflections. The first reflection is of the person himself. So if he's very harsh on you, that's probably because he's harsh on himself or she is harsh on herself. Mm. Yeah, people who speak to us in a very tough way are usually tough on themselves.
Yeah.
So they have a lot of healing to do. Yeah. It's not your job, but at least understand where they come from.
Yeah.
Now, if it triggered you, then you have work to do. Ask yourself, what is this messenger or teacher coming to teach me?
Mm.
And try not to blame. Just try to sit with it and see, what is that telling me? What is that reflecting to me? What am I doing to myself that my mirror is reflecting that to me?
Wow.
And be honest about it.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing all that information. And you touch base on so many great points. And I completely resonate with your story, because before being a therapist, I used to be a naval architect.
Wow.
And 5 years of university, and I drop all that, like you said, all that time.
It's energy. Never too late.
It never is.
And you know what? Never. Guess what? Everything you have done previously was preparing you for this moment.
Absolutely.
It will be beneficial one way or another. 100%. So don't worry. Don't regret what happened.
Absolutely. Because till today, I thank my engineering mind for the problem-solving ability as a therapist, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Same with my fashion. Same with the TV that I worked and same with the TV that I worked in. It taught me to navigate around the light and the shadow, because where I worked in TV, it was all news. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was all bad news. So now I see what reality you want. And the fashion taught me how to be creative in my sessions.
Wow.
And it's really, really incredible where that could take you. Just trust the process. You need to trust.
I love that. Thank you so much, Aisha, for being here with me today, and to spread the light, to spread the knowledge, and to just help our listeners and our viewers to just live lighter in any way that they can.
Thank you for this amazing program. You're the one who's spreading light. This is incredible. We are blessed to have this program. Really.
Thank you so much. And thank you to all the viewers who are listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I look forward to seeing you all with another episode and with another speaker. Until then, stay safe and
thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.